Hi everybody, I'm still here. I'm back, don't worry. SEL has not gone to the great podcast graveyard in the sky yet. It's still up and running, if a little bit slower over the last few months, as you probably guessed. But I've still got the passion, I've still got the want and the need to record my voice. And hopefully there's still some people out there listening, because I really do appreciate it. But I know there are, because you guys are putting fantastic work into the Flickr photo group and sending me the odd email and comment and stuff like that, so thank you very much. So why haven't I recorded a podcast in the last couple of weeks? Normally I try and do one at least every month, and then every 2 weeks if I can, and then back in the old days I used to do one every week, didn't I? But I know life's kind of caught up and I tend to be a lot busier now, so I don't have the time. But anyway, what happened was, and I think I talked about this a little bit last time, wasn't it? I hurt my knee, didn't I? So we had Valentino come down for the weekend, and the night before I was rushing to go and get HDMI lead, ran across the road and managed to somehow do something, some sort of twist to my knee, and it was killing me for absolute ages. And like the plonker I was, instead of just resting straight away, I went out the next day climbing up and down ladders and stuff on boats. But you know all that stuff already. But it's taken until now, really. Well, probably over the last week or so, it's finally kind of sorted itself out. Sort of. I still get a little bit of discomfort in it. But unfortunately, because of the kind of job I have and the kind of terms we have, it's not really worth me taking any time off work. So I've just had to, you know, at the end of the day, make sure that I rest my knee when I get home, which means not going out and wandering around taking lots of photographs, which has been a bit it's been a bit difficult. But what I have done is I've kind of taken the time to look at lots of great photographs, and I've kind of rediscovered Instagram as well. Lots of you guys and girls probably use it already, but I kind of started using it a while ago and then kind of was a bit like, but I'm kind of using it differently this time, in the fact that what I've been doing is just hunting out accounts where people have lots of great photos, commercial photos I'm talking about. So I'm talking about the accounts of people like, you know, Vogue, and lots of the fashion magazines and the models and the photographers and the agencies. Mainly because I think Instagram, you tend to really look at it on your phone, and the type of photography it really lends itself to well is portrait photography and that sort of stuff, you know, close-ups of people rather than landscape photos and urban photos, which I love looking at. But, you know, on your small little screen on your phone, I think the fashion stuff kind of looks a lot better. And so I'm just kind of following those sorts of people and posting the odd photo from myself, but it's not really that about that. I'm using it as like a kind of a free fashion magazine to kind of inspire me towards doing some more portrait photography and looking at great photos in general. So that's good. So check out Instagram and, you know, spend the time to hunt out those great accounts. You know, think of the publications or the photographers that you really like, and just look them up, see if you can find their official ones and just start following them. I really like it. I spend quite a lot of time every day just looking at the different photos, getting inspired as well. Actually, today I got a book which I'll do a video review of soon. Funnily enough, I was watching a video about him on YouTube, Mario Testino, and I thought I had to go down to Gosport to pay a check-in, so I went to the library as well, which normally has a pretty, even the big one down in Gosport has a pretty rubbish photography section. It's all sort of out of date digital how to books, but they had a Mario Testino book called Let Me In, I think it's called, which is kind of his behind the scenes photograph. I had a quick look at that, and looks really good. So that's great. But yesterday I did actually manage to get out and take some photographs. I did a really quick photo walk down to Gosport. So I jumped in the car probably about 10 o'clock, went down and parked near the top of the high street and just walked through the high street, around the back of the high street, down past the boating lake towards the harbour, took some pictures of the Spinnick Tower, which they've now painted the bottom of it blue because it's now sponsored by the Emirates aeroplane company. What am I talking about? Aeroplane company. You know what I'm talking about, you know, airline. And so that's a bit odd, but the rest of it's still white, so it's not too bad. And then kind of went back up through the high street, and I did a video of it as well. No great photos were taken, but it was just getting me back in the saddle, getting me pressing that shutter button again, getting back into the swing of things, because I'm a really strong believer that with the photography, it's a bit like riding a bike in the fact that you kind of remember what to do, but there's no substitute for actively going out there and taking photographs and editing photographs and sharing them on a regular basis. You do get a little bit rusty and a little bit nervous about certain situations when you haven't done them for a time. And that kind of nicely fits in with the new APOI assignment. Now, we haven't got that long, actually. I've been a bit naughty and not releasing a podcast when I shouldn't. And if you're new to the podcast, welcome aboard. But basically, for assignments this year, we've been mirroring the assignments that Amateur Photographer of the Year has been firing out for their Amateur Photographer of the Year competition. And for this month, the month of August, it's street photography, which is one of the most challenging parts of photography, I think, but also the most accessible, because we all probably live in or near towns or cities. And it's challenging, the fact that you've got to overcome your fear of doing it. And I'm no one to talk. You know, when I was out taking those photographs yesterday, I probably would not walk down Gosport High Street with my camera in my hand taking pictures of people in their faces like Bruce Gildon or any of those, or even Henri Cartier-Bresson. The way I tend to do it is I'll kind of be taking a picture of something interesting in the background and wait for people to walk past me, walk in front of my camera. I don't know, I just don't have the balls to do it yet, I guess you'd say, even though, I'm knocking on a bit as a middle-aged bloke. But you may well be doing that. But it tends to be where you are. You know, if I'm in a more of a touristy place, like over in the Dockyard or somewhere like that, I feel much more comfortable taking pictures of people, because people expect you to have a camera, where sometimes I feel you're kind of intruding a little bit, aren't you? But there we go, maybe you don't feel like that. But if you look for, I mean, there's lots of great street photography on the internet. Just to Google, go do an image search, search for Henri Cartier-Bresson street photography, or great street photography, or Bruce Gildon street photography, or any of them. There's absolutely loads. Robert Frank street photography, Gary Winogrand street photography, and you can look at loads of great images to get you inspired. Generally, I tend to like things where they're a juxtaposition, gosh, that's a fancy word, I'm not really sure what it means, but between the geometric shapes of the city and then the way that people are kind of interacting or not interacting with those shapes, with those shadows, with those textures, those angles and curves and that sort of stuff. So there we go. Now, one thing I would say as well is that street photography, when I say street photography, what do you see? Black and white, don't you? But if you really want to stand out from the crowd with street photography and give yourself a real tough challenge, try colour street photography. Try and create images of colour. And I don't know, really good colour street photography is incredibly difficult, because black and white simplifies images, doesn't it? It makes them, photography is about simplification, isn't it? It's about less is more. And when you take the colour away, that's easily done, isn't it? And in fact, sometimes you can be looking at a colour photograph and think, that's a bit, change it to black and white, and all of a sudden it pops out because you can see the shapes, the geometries, what's going on a lot more, because you're not distracted by the colours. But if you can get a colour photo to pop in the same way that some black and white photos do, then you're really onto a winner that way. So just an idea. I mean, it's very difficult. You've got to find the right colours, the right situations, the right light as well, because black and white can really cover up a multitude of sins when it comes to shooting on days that maybe aren't that great, overcast days and things like that. But you never know, you might give it a go and see how it goes. Now, I'll post a new thread over on the Flickr group, the links to that will be over at robmanfoto.com on SEL. What are we on? I don't know what episode we're on now. What are we on? 259. Gosh, coming up to a big 260. So you can go over there, have a look at the rules over at amateurphotographer.co.uk. Remember, Amateur Photography is open to amateur photographers all over the world. There's some great prizes, something probably to do with Sigma this month, probably some lenses or something like that. It's free to enter, and all you got to do is you got to email one of the images to them by probably around about the 25th of the 8th. But anyway, you can nip over on that link and have a look. So, that's enough from me. Thanks everybody for taking part in the Flickr group, sending me messages, posting on robmanfoto.com, all that sort of stuff. And most of all, I'd like to thank you from for downloading the podcast. Right, I've got to go. I've got to make the tea. But it was great chatting again, and I'll see you on Flickr.